We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, that's right. It is Tom time. And we had on a town hall columnist the other day. Wrote a review of our next guest's new book that was brilliant, so we checked it out. Lisa DePasquale is the author of The Social Justice Warrior Handbook. And as Warren Schlichter wrote at Town Hall, unleashing the power of mockery on these annoying social justice warriors. So let's go to Lisa here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lisa, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us. What's your background, Lisa?
Well, I was the director of CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, for 5 or 6 years, and I've been writing on various issues for, like, the last, 18 years from D.C.
Well, I ask that because you have, it's like you stalk, it's like a bird watcher or something, this species that you've identified in tremendous detail. Now, I didn't get through every page of your book. Just wanted to ask you, and I have a whole bunch of areas that I did get through. Mm-hmm. I didn't see virtue signaling in here. Is that part of the Social Justice Warrior Handbook?
Well, you know, I think, you know, that word, it's kind of like Snowflake. It's like their N-word, and I didn't come up with that. I've actually seen someone claim that Snowflake is like the N-word. They don't use it themselves. It's more of like we use it to make fun of them. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, and it's stuck. That's why they hate it. So
yeah.
I just see how much fodder there was out there. Let me skip to one, since Halloween's right around the corner, though, that you have hilarious stuff on, a chapter on ruining holidays. You know, all the holidays that come up. Halloween, almost more than any, has become a battleground here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, these people, they have so much time on their hands. I mean, I guess that's what happens when you don't have a job. You know, you can just sit around and you know, be offended about everything. But I think most importantly to, you know, the average person who's not, you know, political, they really just want to take the fun out of everything.
That is the insight. That seems to be the driving force here. And look, I consider myself a feminist, and I think based upon this, you might be too, if it means equal pay, equal rights, and all that. But feminism has now become just maybe the jumping off point to bank into all these things, and fun or lack of fun or everything can't be seen in a fun way. It derives from some of the feminist.
Yeah, and actually I'll be speaking about feminism at Berkeley on Sunday.
So, oh!
it's a good thing we're talking now because I might not make it out alive.
Yeah, yeah. What's the theme on feminism? What are some of the things you're going to hit?
Well, the theme of my speech is going to be that feminism is a thief. And, you know, I believe that feminism steals a woman's identity. It, you know, reduces them down to, you know, in some cases just body parts. It steals their power. It steals their creativity. And most importantly, it steals their independence.
Well, at Berkeley, that is certainly going to be fun. I hope it's a brief speech and you're out of, or Milo's there to distract the mob that want to go after somebody.
Yeah, I'm one of the first ones, so I don't think I'll be on any of their radar yet.
All right, we're talking with Lisa DePasquale. Her new book is The Social Justice Warrior Handbook. The chapter that intrigued me the most, both for the titling, the branding, and it ties into so much of what we talk about in talk radio, is how to forage for outrage, how to go and look for it, i.e. how to stay woke.
You know, and it's so funny because I'm sure you've probably experienced this, you and Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and those types, is that they look for things and then they act like they're, you know, representing this huge crowd of people. And, you know, Twitter accounts with like 2 followers will email corporations saying, you know, we're going to boycott this company. And then the companies, you know, totally give in to some ridiculous demands. And, you know, they're not even part of the listenership or the advertisers.
Yes, that's exactly right. We have some savvy people here who, thank God, Lisa, are aware of that. And they realize that these people often don't represent anybody. They're almost robotic. You know, did you think about in this, too, the whole Russian thing now is even ratcheting up more? The theory seems to be the Facebook guys out there with Russian ads and all, that somehow or another, the combination of the Russians being so clever, they were able to micro-target Haitians living in Wisconsin to turn against Trump. It was technology. And I just don't believe the Russians have the thought process, creativity. I think they are kind of robotic. I don't, I'm stereotyping, I know. I can't see them pulling off something that I can't see anybody really pulling it off.
Yeah, I mean, and especially with, you know, let's say that they did mobilize, you know, hundreds of thousands of accounts on Twitter, you know, to get out, a pro-Trump message. You know, the next time you're at a family gathering or a barbecue, you know, talk to someone about the latest, you know, Twitter outrage, and they'll look at you like you're crazy.
Exactly.
Most people don't live their life on Twitter. So the fact that, you know, mobilizing all of these, you know, fake Russian accounts could somehow lead to a national victory is just ridiculous.
Absolutely. Which leads us to, you have a lot in here, and it is, boy, this just ratcheted it up even more. This gave more juice. How to connect any issue to Trump, how to have a go bag ready to leave the country now in the wake of Trump. What's in the go bag for the social justice warrior if they have to go to Canada?
Well, you know, let me just say that what they think their needs are, or maybe not what most people know that they need to survive. So, you know, they'll, you know, especially for this, the social media social justice warriors, they'll want to make sure they have extra battery packs for, you know, their phones, their iPhones. You know, even though they're anti-capitalist, they'll want to make sure they have some sort of non-GMO snack. And I think probably that they have a book for, you know, inspiration, because sometimes you need that to, you know, keep you going during hard times. So maybe like Lena Dunham's book.
That's inspirational to any. Well, she plays in because she's lost like 30 or 40 pounds because of Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen someone who complains so much about people focusing on their body talk about their body so much.
Absolutely. A parting area, too, here for you. Listeners are savvy to safe spaces, trigger mechanisms, and all that. Mm-hmm. But, boy, the richest, the burgeoning field I see for all this are all the things going on with gender, all the categories, all the lawsuits, all the stuff with this and being politically correct. This is fertile ground that I don't think has been fully explored yet.
No, and, you know, this was sort of the next place that I think the left had to go because, you know, the tide changed on gay marriage and on those types of issues. And everybody knows that we all, you know someone who's gay or lesbian, and we accept them, and now marriage is legal. So they had to, you know, up the ante, and that's where they're going into the transgender and the multiple genders, you know, sort of thing. You know, one thing that's, you know, in the book is there's kind of like an activity book section. And one of the things that I wanted to do was a word search where you had to find all the different genders. But there's no place to stop because, you know, every day there's a new gender. So ultimately I decided it was too much work, which was, you know, kind of very snowflake of me. But, you know, I think that's probably their next battleground because it's a fight that can, you know, continue forever.
Absolutely. Well, it is a fabulous look. You put it all together in one spot, almost, because they keep on reinventing stuff every second. You couldn't possibly keep up with it. The Social Justice Warrior Handbook. Is there a website you would point people to?
There's SJWHandbook.com. And, of course, you can get it in stores on Tuesday at Barnes & Noble, and you can pre-order now on Amazon.
Good stuff, Lisa. We'll have you back. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.